Okay, today's daf is Peah, daf Yud. And we will start with Tesma Beis. Again, this Masechta Shiurim is sponsored anonymously in honor of their parents and with immense gratitude to the OU for their work in all aspects of Jewish life. So we are on Tesma Beis, as I mentioned, the last Amud in the Agadic section of Maseches Peah. After this, we get back deep into issues of Peah itself. As we get into the details of this Masechta, one of the mitzvos hatluyos ba'aretz. But meanwhile, we have the Agadic section of the Masechta. Right here, let's continue. We are on Tesma Beis, where we are discussing mitzvahs that last in this world, the Karen Kayemes and Olam Haba, and we've been talking the bottom of this daf relating to egregious sins, egregious averos, that it doesn't matter what other mitzvahs one has, you know, this outweighs and overcomes any zechuyos that one might have on the other side. So Taman Taninan, says the Gemara, the Mishnah tells us over there, where? In Sanhedrin. Elu she'en lahem chelok olam haba. The following people do not have a chelok in olam haba. Well, you have to remember the first line of that Mishnah. The first line of that Mishnah says, Kol Yisrael yesh lahem chelok olam haba. Every Jew has a chelok to olam haba. She'ne'emar, as the Pasuk says in Yeshayahu, V'yamech kulam tzadikim. Your nation is all holy, all tzadikim, la'olam yirshu aretz. They will all yarshin and inherit the land meaning the land la'asilavo. Neitzer matoy maziyadai lehispa'er. So Rambam Malachim Shoftim. So that's the introduction. Everybody has a chelak. And then the Mishnah says, except for these people, yesh she'en lahem chelak, elu she'en lahem chelak olam haba. So the Mishnah lists off a number of categories of people, and then lists off specific people. Interesting, l'may nafkamina. Why do I have to know? So to know that, you know, these categories, so I have to know the egregious nature of these averis, I don't do them, right, on the list. But why do I have to know the list of people? Why do I have to know Shlosha Malachim, Yeravam Achav Menashe, or Rabbi Yehuda said Menashe does have a Chelam Haba, or the Arbet Yotos, Bilam, Doeg, Achitofel, and Gechasi. Yesterday we had Doeg and Achitofel. Right, so it could be the same thing, because those are, we learn from their lives, and if we saw, think they if we know they lost their Olam Haba, then we'd be even more careful about what they violated. But that's in terms of the background. So everybody has a Chelak Olam Haba, except for those on this list. So here, the Mishnah, the Gemara quotes the Mishnah that discusses the end, the second half of that Mishnah. So these people don't have a Chelak Olam Haba. Ha'omer, obviously the Rambam says, without Shuvah. With tshuva, anybody can get a chelak in olam haba, even if somebody violates these. It might be harder to do, as the Rambam says, I'm not going to give you help to do tshuva, but if somebody does tshuva, even from these averos, so then one, it is accepted. The Rambam says at the end of Hilchos Tshuva Paragimel, the end of Hilchos, the Paragimel is where the Rambam lists off all the people that don't have a chelak in olam haba, many different categories of people, even more than what the Mishnah has. But then the Rambam says at the end of that parak, Kol echad ve'echad me'arba'i ve'esher marashim elo shemaninu. Every one of these 24 categories of people, afal pi shehein Yisrael, ein lahem chelak olam haba. Even though they're Jews, but they do not have a chelak olam haba, v'yesha ve'eros kalos me'elu, v'yafal pi kein amr chachamim haragil behem ein lahem chelak olam haba, k'desh lehisrachik mehen v'chulu. And then at the end, the Rambam says, b'med v'ramam urim, shekol echad me'elu ein lo chelak olam haba, b'shemes below tshuva. If somebody dies without doing tshuva to these terrible sins, aval im shav mi risho umes v'hu bal tshuva. But if somebody dies, even if their whole life they were megala panim b'Torah and they were mefer briso shalavim avinu, and we'll get to the others. Ain't chias amesim, they denied the afterlife. If they did tshuva at the end, then harehu bal tshuva, hare zimi b'nei olam haba. She'en lecha davar she'omi b'fnei tshuva. Right, there's nothing that stands in front of tshuva. Afilu kafar beikar kol yamav uba'achrona shav yesh lo chelak shenamar. Right, quoting the pasuk that we had at yesterday's daf. Shalom, shalom larachok v'lakarov. Peace to those that are far and that are close. Amar Hashem urfativ, and I will heal you. Kol harishav aposhav amushavad v'chayosavim shechazu b'tshuva bein begalui bein shechazu b'matmonios. Whether they publicly repented or privately, mekablin osan we accept them. So that's the Rambam. Perek Gimel, all the people who don't lost their Olam Haba up until a point. Perek Dalet, the Rambam talks about the 24 elements that are Ma'akev Tshuva. So they're back to the Gemara. Eilu She'elachel Olam Haba. Number one, Ha'omer Ein Tchias HaMesim. Ar Girsa. Someone who denies Tchias HaMesim. And the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Daf Sadi, where this Mishnah comes up, it's Mida Keneged Mida. Right? If he denies Tchias HaMesim, okay, you're not going to get Tchias HaMesim. Right? That's just how it goes. L'kol kach lama tan hu kafar b'tchias HaMesim l'fichach lo yia lo chelek b'tchias HaMesim. Shekol Mida b'shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mida Keneged Mida. Because all Midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are whatever you deserve. Right? How do you know that? Shneamar, right? It quotes a pasuk about remember the man by Elisha that did not think that there was going to be, Elisha says there's going to be plenty tomorrow, and he says there's going to be plenty? Yeah, there's such a famine. Elisha says you're going to see it, and you're not going to be able to enjoy it. And the man was trampled right by the gate, right, when he saw the plenty that came after the terrible famine. So Mida Keneged Mida, you don't think, you don't believe in it, so you're not going to be zoche to it. So that's Ein Tchias HaMesim. If you look in the, another girsa, on the side, and maybe this is the Mara Folda's girsa, Ein Tchias HaMesim Min HaTorah. Min HaTorah. Meaning even if one might believe in Tchias HaMesim, but if I do not believe there's a biblical source for it, so that's denying the Torah Shebaal Peh nature, the source. How do you know this Tchias HaMesim if you don't have a source? So how do you know this Tchias HaMesim? Right, so that's what it seems like to emphasize Min HaTorah. If you look in the Rash Sirlio, he quotes from Rashi. It's Rashi at the beginning of Chelek. Rashi says, Rashi garas in tchias hamesim and Torah. Sha'afilu ya'amin b'tchias hamesim. Tzorach she'ya'amin she'ksuva b'Torah. Ki gedarshinan gabi machatzdi va'ani erpa. The Gemara there in Chelek has a number of views, of opinions. Where is there a remez? Right? One of them, Oz Yashir Moshe, remez in tchias hamesim and Torah. It's one of the more famous ones. And there are others. So if one believes in tchias hamesim, but you don't think it was min haTorah, that itself is a terrible sin. Right? Tafka, that one, more than others. Tchias HaMesim, as we know, is one of the tenets of the faith. The 13th of the Animamin, right? The Rambam wrote a whole Maimar Tchias HaMesim, because there were those that accused him of not believing in Tchias HaMesim. He didn't speak about it in Mishneh Torah. He didn't emphasize it. He didn't explain it in Pirush Mishnayos. He just mentioned it. So he held a whole Maamar defending the fact that he does believe in it. Yes, there are differences. When is Tchias HaMesim? A discussion between the Rambam and the Ramban. When is Tchias HaMesim going to be? Physical, spiritual, all the different stages of Olam Haba and Gan Eden. But the Rambam definitely believes in Tchias HaMesim. We even experienced it. I think we mentioned this a couple of weeks ago even. The Ben Yehoyada's comment in Maseches Shabbos, where the Gemara says that after each of the first two Dibros, all of the Jewish people died. Right? The first Dibor, and we died. Hashem gave us the Tal, right? The dew to rejuvenate ourselves and bring us back to life. And after the second Dibor, we died. And after the third one, we said, it's enough. You know, we went through that. So we had Tchias HaMesim right at the beginning of our existence. Ask the Ben Yoyada, the Ben Ishchai, there in Shabbos, Daf Peites, why do we have to go through that? Why didn't Hashem just give us the power to stay alive? Instead of giving us the dew to give us life again, He could have just given us the power not to die. So why did He give us that experience? O Saraisi Makshim. Osa Makshim. You wouldn't need that. As he starts off, always. Hashem wanted to do Tchias HaMesim at this moment. He wanted to prove to us, experientially, lest one thinks that there's no afterlife, right? After a person dies, their body is finished forever, eternally. So, no. Says the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, L'kach asalem tchias HaMesim k'dei sheyedu shegam heim yichyu achar mosam v'yisangu al rov shalom. Even your physical body, you're going to have another stage. L'kach ba'oso hatal sheyichyu bo la'asid hechya osam ata. In that same tal that tchias HaMesim is going to be performed with, it was given to us now. U'bazeh nisnachmu hagufim. our gufim will have nechama. Our gufim will recognize that this is not the end. Vehine, and that's the first half of what he says. And then he gets into what halachically, what would be the status, right? The Chida has the question in the Birkei Yosef. Ishto shel Rebbe Zeira, right? Purim, right? When Rebbe Zeira was killed by Rabba and Rabba brought him back to life, did he have to remarry his wife? Right? Ishto shel Rebbe Zeira. Ishto shel Eliyahu Anavi. Right, all the mafarshim, not all, many of the mafarshim wonder, what is the halacha? Are we going to have to be makadish our wives again by tchias amesim? What do you do if somebody got remarried? Right, that the shayla. Da'achi yisoh kula mesu ve'hech yonam HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then he says right away, go back to your wives. Shuvu lechem aleichem. So at least there, when by Har Sinai, we did not have to, sounds like we didn't have to remarry. V'lo ha'isa ishi yicholo lechez le'ish acher. Avagav dekol ha'anashim ha'anashim meisu v'hachoyu mechadash. Even though everybody lived new, v'ein lomar dasa kiddushu v'nisu mechadash. He didn't say that it did a new marriage. V'yemkein eich amar shuvu lechem le'ahalechem. Me'achar tepaka ishus shalohem. Hine ata kol ish yisa isha sherotzeba. V'kol isha hiskadesh l'baal shetachmosba. Must be vaday delo paka ha'ishus. Well, you see, that one's different. That was the whole Klal Yisrael, and therefore that's different than Nashas, Rebbe Zeira, Nashas Eliyahu. That's the second half of that piece in the Ben Yoyada. Okay, that's the first on the list. Who doesn't have Olam Haba? Somebody says Ein Tchias Mesim or Ein Tchias Mesim Min HaTorah. Number two, Ve'ein Torah Min HaShamayim. Torah is not Min HaShamayim. There's a part of Torah that was written by a human being. Any part of Torah. Even one little piece of Torah, Torah Min HaShamayim. This is one of the Yesodos HaEmunah according to everyone, right? Bein according to the Rambam, Bein according to the Sefer HaIkarim. The Sefer HaIkarim only has three Ikarim, unlike the Rambam who has 13. His three are believing in God and Schar Va'onesh and Torah Min HaShamayim. Right? Those three believe that there's a creator and there's a purpose in life. Right, Schar Va'onesh, and our instructions are from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the Rambam in Yisod Shmini. Also, the Rambam's eighth Yisod. Hu Torah Min HaShamayim, Shenaamin Shekol HaTorah Azu Animseis Biyadeinu Hayom Hazeh, all the Torah that we have today. Hu Shenit Nit LaMoshe. This is the exact same Torah. Nothing was created by later authors, Chas V'Shalom. V'shehi kula mipi ha'gvura. Klomer shehigia elav kula me'is Hashem. Haga'a shekorem osa derech ha'sha'ala dibur. We call it dibur, because we have no other way to express it. V'ein yodea echus osa ha'aga. We don't really know what that means, that Hashem spoke to Moshe. But it means there was some type of connection between them. And there's no difference. Ve'ein hevdel bein u'bnei chom kush u'mitzrayim u'fut u'kenan v'shem ishto mehei tavel bas matred. Doesn't seem to be such exciting psukim. Oh, anochi Hashem lekecha shma yisrael Hashem lekin Hashem echad hakol mipi agvura v'yakol toras Hashem temima tahora kedusha emes v'lo nase menashe etzlam kofer u'poker yosim mikol kofer acher. And he continued. That's the Rambam. Ve'in l'adam. Okay, that's the Rambam. Torah min HaShamayim. Torah min HaShamayim. And he continues. We continue v'apikaris. And an apikaris. What is an apikaris? Right, that in the halachic term. So if you look in the Rash Zirlio, he quotes a couple of the opinions from the Bavli. Somebody who is mevaze al Talmud Chacham. Somebody who is mevaze other people in front of a Talmud Chacham. Right, somebody who... Interesting, usually we think of an apikaris as somebody who has heretical views. Here the Gemara gives examples of heretical behavior. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Af HaKore Besvarim HaChitzonim, someone who reads outside books. What are outside books? Books that have some heretical thoughts in them, even if it might have some other opinions that are valuable. The Yad Ramah, on Sanhedrin, we have the Yad Ramah on a couple of Masechtas. The Yad Ramah says there, Beferish, that even if you have a book that has some positive, valuable views, you have to be very careful. Pirshu, Sifri Minim, heretical books. Shepirshu was HaTorah v'Sanaviyim Alpidaitam. Interesting, right? Those books that interpret the Torah not based on Chazal. And interpret Tanakh not based on Chazal. They don't think that the rabbis, you know, they're I'm going to have my own interpretation, right? Even though there are a couple of ideas in the book that do not contradict Korah. Kivan sheyesh bem dvarim shemeviim es adam lidei bittul also likros behem. If there's a danger, so then that's a problem. Is Ben Sira included in this? He's one of the apocryphal books, so the Bavli clearly holds no, because the Bavli even quotes from Ben Sira. Right, the Bavli quotes from Ben Sira. We had a discussion even earlier about Ben Sira in the Brachas Yerushalmi. But that's there's a Yerushalmi in Sanhedrin that seems to put Ben Sira in the Yisraim Chisonim. But this is a discussion what exactly they are. Again, it goes into it a little more there. V'haloche shalamaka. And someone who says an incantation on a wound. V'omer. And says, kalamachla shazadim yisraim losim alecha g'neshim rafecha. We see the pasuk from Bishalach. That kalamachla, or some type of unusual usage of medicinal items, right? The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, it also involves saliva. You have to put saliva on the wound, and then saying Shem Hashem with the saliva, all unusual incantation that is relating to Avodah Zarah probably, and that's why it's on this list. Abishal Omer, Afa Hoge as Hashem Ba'osi Yosef. Right? Also, one who pronounces Hashem's name, in the way that it is written, Ba'osi Yosef. So Pashas means Yudke Vavke. Somebody says Yudke Vavke, in the way that it's pronounced, so then that is, on the list, that's not allowed. I think that if I remember, there's a tshuva of, Rav Avadya, where he talks about, we have every, in the morning, in the Karbanos, right, even those who say Karbanos might not say this part of Karbanos, Abaya Havi Misader. Abaya Havi Misader, when he talks about Abaya Misader, say that Maracha, that Brisa, so I think he might have switched Abaya Have, if you say that quickly, so then Abaya, the last two letters of Abaya is Yud and Yud, and then Have is Hey and Vav, so it's kind of close to, Yudke Vavke, so, Misader Have Abaya, Seder Maracha. I think he switched the Lashon, so it's not a problem of Hogez Hashem, Ba'osi Yosef. Rashi in Sanhedrin seems to say it's only the big name, 42 name of Hashem, 42 letter name of Hashem. Hogez Hashem, Ba'osi Yosef, not the Yudke Vavke. But this is, at least that's what it's limited to, right? It wouldn't be saying God, right? It wouldn't be saying Gut. In the Yiddish, Shaila in the on Yoredeya, the Nosim Kalim on the Shulchan Aruch. What about writing those names? Right? What about writing, somebody asked me this week, could I write the Lord? Right? Does that have the same status as God, same status as some of the other names? Right? Sometimes we use Lord to mean people. Right? In Britain. Right? They use that word. But if you, meaning, connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. Hosifo Alehen. There are others that were added on to these. Haporik ol, somebody who removes the yoke of. And we'll see what each of these are. Vahameh for bris, somebody who denies the covenant, denies bris milah. Vahamegale, or the other gears is bris basar. Just in case you don't know which one it's talking about, right? The bris of our flesh. Vahamegale panim atorim, somebody who is megale panim, so someone who disgraces Torah. So what are all of these? Ein lam chelek olam haba, these are also lose their chelek in olam haba. Number one, haporek ol. One is parik ol, zeshu omer yesh Torah vein sovla. He agrees to the Torah Shemayim, right? Yesh Torah, ve'ein sovla, or ve'ein sofna. I can't stand it. I can't handle it. You know, I'm not going to accept one of the part of Torah. This mitzvah, this aveira doesn't make sense to me. Even rejecting one part of Torah is a problem. Not somebody who, you know, has a taiva and it gets past them. Everybody, we all make mistakes. We all mess up sometimes. The Yesh Torah gets the better of us. But this is somebody who rejects the veracity and the validity of a certain mitzvah. Va'amei for bris, zeshu moshech lo arla. Someone who literally pulls back his arla, tries to cover up his bris mila. The Mara folda, shu moshech barlaso, kidei shetachzar v'techasa le'ever. Tries to cover it up so he doesn't have, so it's not visible that he has a bris mila. He doesn't want to have that covenant with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Yona says on Pirkei Avos, right, where this comes up in the middle of Pirkei Avos, in the third parak also. Ein l'chelem haba. Mefer briso shel Avram Avinu zamoshech barloso lachasos es ha'atara v'nire ka'arel kemosha ose lahachis kede lahavzos hamitzvos. Somebody who does this lahachis in order to disgrace the mitzvos and to reject the mishichas, to reject the bris mila. Question is, does it work? Somebody has a bris mila and they try to, does it work? So pashas midaraisa, it doesn't work. Somebody has a bris mila, it doesn't matter if you make yourself look like you don't have a bris mila, you have a bris mila. So midrabanan, it might be a problem. So I'm afraid to talk about it. What about all the halachas of RL versus mahul? So if somebody's moshe chalasa, so then they want to do tshuva. They pull it back, right? Is that gonna, do you have to do any other tshuva? Do you have to have hatavas dam pris? Right? If midaraisa, you're still a mahul. Hamagal upanim batorah. Next on the list. Someone who disgraces Torah. Zeshu Omer lo nid Torah min ha-shamayim. Right, so Megala panim ha-Torah is somebody who rejects Torah min ha-shamayim. Says the Gemara, but that's already on the list. V'lo kfar tanita homer ein Torah min ha-shamayim. You should have two of the on the same on the list. Tani Rav Chananya, Antunya, Kumi Rebbe Mina, Zeshu over al divrei Torah b'faresya. You're right, Megala panim means somebody who willfully, publicly goes against Torah. Kagon Yehoyakim Melech Yehuda v'chaver. On the terrible story, Yehoyakim, remember when I think Yirmiyahu HaNavi was reading from the Torah, and he was trying to get the people to do tshuva, as he was his whole life, and Yehoyakim was so upset that he took the Torah and he cut out the names of God from the Torah. He was Koder Az Karosav, the Gemara says, based on the Psukim, in Maseches Sanhedrin. So these are all the people who do not have the Olam Haba, again, as long as they didn't do tshuva, even a bad tshuva. Remember the Bavli has a little bit of this, but the Yerushalmi in Sanhedrin has the fuller story about Menashe HaMelech. Right, Menashe was sitting in literally boiling hot water towards the end of his life, and he was being boiled. And he says, "You know what? I might as well start doing tshuva." Menashe killed, and he did avodah zara. And right, remember, he was the grandson that Chizkiyahu HaMelech. He was the son that Chizkiyahu HaMelech didn't want to have because he foresaw brachas dav yud in the Bavli that this was going to be my son. But this is what he's doing. You know what? My father taught me when I was young, you know, that before that, first he calls out to every one of his gods, and nobody listened. Nothing's helping. He says, my father taught me, you know, when you call out to Hashem, he listens to you. You know what? I might as well try. You know, I have nothing to lose. If he listens to me, great. If not, then I guess he's just like all the other gods. That's not really Tshuva Gemura. That's not even Tshuva Ketana. And yet, it says that he did that, and it says the Malachim were Mesatmen Sacholonos. The angels were trying to close up the windows in heaven to not let Menashe's tefillah go in. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was choter, right? He drilled a divine hole under the Kisei HaKavod and he grabbed in Menashe's tefillah. So even that tshuva, is going to be accepted. So he's not going to get a front row seat in Olam Haba, but he's going to get something. And that's the with all these on the list, still, as the Rambam says, tshuva can still help. Continuing now, what we had yesterday. Yesterday we had a discussion of relative mitzvahs, averos, and now we have more. Rubo zechuyos. If somebody has rubo zechuyos, yorish gan eden. Rubo averos, yorish gehenim. Haya mi'uyan. What if he's in the middle? What if he's 50-50, mitzvahs and averus? Amar Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina, no say avon. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps you out. The Gemara is going to have three ways. HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps you out if you're in the middle. No say avonos ein ksiv kan, ela no say avon. Hashem carries and bears the sin. What does the sin mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu chotef shtar, echon min ha-averos vazchuyos machrios. Hashem rips away one of the averus. So therefore, the mitzvahs win. Hashem will remove one of them. That's number one. One possibility. Omar Rebbe Lazar, Ulecha Hashem Chesed, Ki Ata Teshalem Leish Kema'asehu. Right, Hashem does Chesed, and He'll pay each person based on their actions. Ve'ilesle At Yovle Min Didach. Rebbe Lazar says, what does it mean Hashem has Chesed? And if the person doesn't have enough, it's equal. He'll give from his own, meaning he'll add on his chus, he'll add on a mitzvah. So machlokes here in the Gemara, whether HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to remove an avera or add on a mitzvah, right? Add on a chus, right? He died to Rabbi Elazar, and this is really reflective of Rabbi Elazar, his own shita, l'shitaso. Rabbi Elazar, oma v'rav chesed, mata klape chesed, right? He leans towards chesed and he brings another mitzvah. Interesting what the machlokes is about, whether it's going to remove, is it easier to give us an extra chus? Right, easier to just take away one of our averus that maybe we did without kavana. We discussed this in the context of the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Remember, Rosh Hashanah tells us that Rosh Hashanah and tzaddikim gemurim are nechtamim la altar and risham gemurim are finished and just beinonim are tsluyim ba'omdim and they wait till till Yom Kippur. The question that's asked is on the Rambam. Right, the Rambam says, "Beinonim tliyim ba'omdim." What's a beinoni? Right? Well, I'm sorry. Let's say it this way. What's a Beinoni? We think it's somebody who has equal mitzvahs on Averus. Right? Then the problem is the sheet of the Rambam. Because the Rambam says, if you do tshuva during Aseres Yimei Tshuva, great. If not, then you're stuck. So ask the Achronim on the Rambam. Why does the Rambam say, just do more mitzvahs than Averus during Aseres Yimei Tshuva? Why does it say do tshuva? Right? Just do more mitzvahs. So that's what we wanted in the first place by Rosh Hashanah. So if we didn't make it, just do more mitzvahs, even if we're not doing tshuva. Why does the Rambam say do tshuva? So explains the Emek Bracha. Rav Parmanchik, many answers to the question, but his answer is, no, the problem is that Aseres Yimei Tshuva is the following year. It's really technically the following year. So how does the following year, how are you able to affect the count, the balance sheet of the previous year? Only one way. By removing Averus of the previous year. You can't have it on mitzvahs. That's the year's done. Right? It's after the deadline. But Tshuva could remove Averus from the past. And therefore, the Emek Bracha says, that's why the Rambam says Asa Tshuva, because that's the only one that could affect. So maybe that's related to this Gemara here, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu could remove Averus, according to the first opinion, but the second opinion says, no, he could even give Zechuyos. We continue. Rabbi Yirmiya Amar of Shmuel Bar of Not Rabbi Yitzchak. Boy, he asked, Staka Titzor Tam Derech Verisha Tesalif Chatas. We're about to have four or five psukim that all seem to give the impression that Hashem helps out the tzaddikim and he does not help out the Rishayim. And the question is, why is that fair? Staka Titzor Tam, righteousness will guard the Tam Derech Verisha Tesalif Chatas. Second pasuk, Chatoim Teradef Ra'a, sins will run after wicked, Ve'sadikim Yishalim Tov. Next, Im Laleitzim Hu Yalitz, he will scoff to scoffers, V'la'anavim Yitein Chein. Next, Ragli Chasidav Yishmar, Hashem will guard the feet of his Chasidim, V'Rasha'im Bachoshech Yidamu, and the wicked will wander in darkness. Kavod Chachamim Yichalu, Uksilim Meirim Kalon, right, the Chachamim will get kavod, and the fools will get shame. Ask the Gemara, Vasigin Saiga, Vitarin Teria, right? Those who are fenced in already will have offenses, and those that have holes in their fences will get a hole in the fence. Meaning, why is Hashem helping out the tzaddikim and trying to cause the Rishayim to be even worse, right? The Marafolda, Mashal Hedyot, Omer, Vachi Godrin Makam Agadur, or Partsin Makam Aparitz. You can fence up a fenced off area and break through a break off area, right? Hachinami mashmos kolani psukim. The pasha of this psukim all shemaspek hakadosh baruch hu litzadik sheyaset stakas for the rishos sheyaset rishus. So why is that fair? Answer: Rabbi Yirmiya b'shem Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yitzchak shomer adam es atzvo menaveir pam rishona shniyev shlishus. No, Hashem. At first, it's an even playing field. But once you're a tzaddik, you've chosen three times properly, then baderech shadar motzeh lelech, then Hashem's gonna help you out. Mikan veilech HaKadosh Baruch Hu mishamro. Hashem will guard you from, you know, as long as you start making the right decisions, Hashem will help you out. Right, baderech shadar motzeh lelech molichanoso, as the Gemara says. Or, as the Gemara says in Yuma, right, the Pnei Moshe quotes it, habala tameh poschinlo. Right, habala taher messianoso. Right, whatever you do, Hashem will help you out. Matam, what's the source of this? Hain kol elo yifal kel pa'amayim shalosh im gaver. Amrev zira ubilachur delo yasev le, as long as the tzaddik doesn't regret any of his mitzvahs. If a tzaddik regrets mitzvahs, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to help you out anymore. Right? He's not going to be considered tzaddik, as we had yesterday. Matam v'chut ha-meshulosh lo b'olam yinaseik et ainksiv kan. It doesn't say that the triple chut, somebody who's in the family has tzaddikim, doesn't say it will never be cut. Ela lo b'mehera yinaseik. It's not cut quickly. Ein matrachas ilo imitrachas lo mifsaku. Meaning, it's not probable that the chut ha-meshulosh will be broken, but it's possible. And if you're matriach, right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore, then it's possible that it would be cut. Period. Rav Chuna b'shem Rabbi Yavo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ein lefan of shichacha. There's no shichacha in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ha b'shvil Yisrael nashas shochachan. But regarding the Jewish people, sometimes he'll be a forgetter. Be a forgetter. Matam, no se avon. So no se avon is carries the same, but if you switch around the dot, right, it could be no sheh. Nosheh is to forget. Right? Ki nashani elokim es kalam ali. So nosheksiv. So Hashem could be a forgetter. V'chein David u'amer, David HaMelech also says, nasata avon amecha ki sisa kol chatasam sela. So nasata could also be nashata. You forgot, and you cover up the sins. Right? One of the Bali Musar say, that we say on Yom Narayim, Hashem is zocher kol hanishkachos. Hashem remembers all that is forgotten. So the Bali Musar say, we have to forget our mitzvos and remember our averos. Right? Hashem is zocher kol hanishkachos. Hashem remembers everything that we forget. So if we forget our mitzvahs, Hashem will remember those mitzvahs. Shouldn't focus so much on them and say, I'm great, I'm awesome, look what I did. If we forget our mitzvahs, Hashem will remember those mitzvahs, because we forgot them. If we forget our averus, Hashem's going to remember them. So we have to remember our averus. If you remember our averus, then Hashem's not going to remember them. Right? Zocher kol hanishkachos. Hashem remembers all those that's forgotten, so we have to do our best to forget our mitzvahs and remember our averus. Okay, says the Mishnah. Ein pochasin lepeya mishishim. There is no, right, as we learned back in the first Mishnah, right, midah raisa, there's no shear for peya, midah rabbanan, you should give at least 1/60. Avo isha amur ein peya l'shear, even though there's no shear midah raisa. Hakol, but the Gemara adds, hakol lefi godel asad, and the Mishnah adds, hakol lefi godel asadeh, ulefi ha'anim, lefi ha'anava. It depends, you know, how big your field is, and how many poor people there are, and how much the produce was this year. Meaning, you should give 1/60 minimum, but if you can give more, the Rambam says, harei ze meshubach, right? However much, if you can give more peya, you should give more peya. Ein pochsin, tini, ein omrim lo havei gemalim v'ton. Even though you shouldn't give less than 1/60, you don't have to give tons that the aniyim are going to have to like bring camels and schlep it away, and it's going to be too much for them. Meaning there's a mitzvah to give the ani what he needs, but not to give him above and beyond, right? The Marafolda says, there's no mitzvah to make an ani rich. There's a mitzvah just giving ani what he needs. Masnisa b'yeser mikashir. The Mishnah is talking about yeser mikashir, meaning above 1/60. Avol b'kashir, but let's say it's less. Let's say you have a humongous field, but even giving tons that they're going to have to bring camels for is going to be less than 1/60. Then tough. Omrim lo havei gamel malin v'ton. Then you still have to give 1/60. 1/60 is the minimum shear. Even if that's going to be a ton for the aniyim, still you have to give it. Again, in a time period, as we mentioned on the first daf, when the aniyim collect the peya. They're not collecting the peya nowadays, then there's no mitzvah. Lufi godel asadeh v'chulu. Sadeu merubah v'aniyim muatin non den lefi sadeu. If there's a big field and only a few aniyim, still give a lot because you got a big field. Sadeu me'uta v'aniyim merubin nosin lefi aniyim. If it's a small field but a lot of poor people, give a lot because there are a lot of aniyim. Meaning it always works to the betterment of the aniyim. Reb Shimon darash nei dvarim l'kulo shabal abayis. Reb Shimon darshes the other way. If you have a big field, but there's only a few aniyim, so just give based on the aniyim. Sadeo meuta v'aniyim merubin, no sein lefi sadeo. So give based on the sada. But masdisa lo amrakein. But our Mishnah is pashtus against Rabbi Shimon, because our Mishnah says, ala kol lefi godel asada, ulefi ha'aniyim, ulefi ha'anava, based on how much you have the field and the aniyim, you know, always go lechumra for the aniyim. Okay, well, there's more about the payoff, but Beis Hashem, we'll get back to that next time.